It's the WTIL Morning News with Tom Meredith, Jim Lee, and Will Stevenson.
Well, good morning. It is 8:14, the WGIL Morning News. Tom Meredith, Jim Lee, Will Stevenson here on your Friday morning. Well, coming up, we're about almost exactly a month away from the November elections, and one of the issues that's going to be on the ballot came up in the spring, and I don't think enough people paid attention, and hopefully they will this time. There's a 911 referendum on the ballot, and basically we're looking at an overhaul upgrade to the 911 system here in Knox County. And here to talk more about that this morning, Knox County Sheriff David Clegg. Sheriff, welcome. Thanks for coming in again this morning.
Thank you very much, Tom. I appreciate it.
Well, this is something in the spring that it just seemed like people have not been paying enough attention, because this is something that affects every single person in Knox County.
Definitely. And going back to the February ballot, I don't think we did the salesmanship job that was needed to be done, because I think everybody hears the word tax and they immediately shut their ear off and say, I'm not going to vote for it. So this is what we're trying to do, is educate the public.
Mm-hmm. Well, and one of the reasons we need it is the very thing that I'm holding in my hand right now, the switch from landlines to cell phones and smartphones, and it's really thrown the whole 9/11 program into disarray, hasn't it?
Exactly. Right now, the current system that we have was purchased and installed in 94. No changes, no updates. I mean, as far as adapting to the cell phone, nothing like that is available. But with the new generation 911, it will include so many things with the cell phone that it's important to have.
Yeah, and obviously at that point, cell phones were coming into play, but they weren't quite as prevalent. I mean, basically, just about everybody walking around has one today, and so many of us have done away with landlines that it's like, okay, well, you're in a situation where you need it. What do you do? Does it? And I don't even know with the system. I'm guessing if you dial 911 on a cell phone, you get something. But is it? I don't know what happens.
No, well, if you do dial 911 with a cell phone, you do get the dispatch center. But
okay.
with the new system that we're in hopes that this will pass and be able to purchase it, it's going to be a transition from the analog service that we currently have to include network routing, mapping, texting, pictures, and emergency notification, which I think is, that alone is very important.
And I think we talked the last time about emergency notification, and some might think, well, just tell the 911 person where you are and give them all that information. But as you well know, in emergency situations, sometimes we can be so disoriented or not able to really think clearly that information might not be real easy to communicate, and it's nice to know for the operator, I guess, exactly where the call is coming from.
Well, and especially out in the county. You're out on a gravel road, and there's an accident. Most people aren't going to be able to say, I'm on Knox Highway, whatever. So it is. It's going to be one huge benefit for that dispatcher and a bigger benefit for the citizens.
Yeah, we're talking with Knox County Sheriff David Clegg, 911 referendum coming up. And I guess, Jim, you were probably the same as I. You kind of grew up in the country, and I spent a lot of time, growing up in Oneida on country roads. Other than, there's the Ontario Blacktop and there's Route 34. Other than that, I never knew what road I was on. I couldn't have told you county highway this or that, and I'm guessing same way for you.
Maybe. Well, sure, even though I don't think they even had them numbered or
yeah,
signs
back then.
Back
they may
then.
Not have, yeah.
It was just a gravel road. Now they're all numbered, but most of us, like you said, David, when we go out there, we can't tell it's 1100 north or
That's
whatever
right.
it is, right?
Exactly. And back then, it was always, well, that big oak tree and,
yeah,
and
right.
the grain bins on the right-hand side.
So. Yeah, we're up the road from John's house a little bit.
That's right.
Yeah. Or the such-and-such farm, whoever, the Lee farm.
Sure.
Yeah. talking with Knox County Sheriff David Clegg. And this is, again, this came up in the spring and didn't pass. And like you said, Dave, there's people hear that word tax. But when it is a sales tax, it is absolutely the least painful, or the most painless, I should say, tax there is. It's something you notice the least, and that's part of the reason probably why it's being done this way.
Well, it's being done that way before. That's about the only way the county can impose any type of revenue to help offset the cost. But it's fair in that if somebody from Moline comes here to purchase something, they're sharing that. And you know, if you spend $100, 25 cents out of that 100 is going to go towards the 911 system. And again, you know, the county cannot raise property taxes. The city of Galesburg did here recently, and without any input from the citizens, but that was to help offset the cost for 911 as well. So they've been able to do it, and now we as a county also need to do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and like you said, the word tax, I think especially in the current environment, maybe people's ears would have been a little more open, you know, 20, 30 years ago when we weren't getting taxed for so many different things and rates weren't so high and health insurance going up and groceries going up and everything. But this one, for the value you get, it looks to me like it's and for public safety's sake, I mean, it's not even pennies on the dollar. I mean, you're talking about a minimal thing that provides really what in life-saving situations is a maximum benefit.
You know, I'll refer back to some flyers that we've made up, but you bring to the table a good point. If a person expends $25 for a meal, a dinner, 6 cents of that is going to go towards the 911. I think in majority of the cases, it's not going to bankrupt that individual. But in return, you know, it takes roughly $2.1 million to run that 911 dispatch center annually. 50,000 calls are routed into that system, and everything is antiquated. And if God forbid, if that system were to go down today, it's so far outdated that there's nothing that can be done to repair it to get it up and going. And I think that is a very key point in the 911 system, that the public assumes that we call 911, there's going to be somebody that's going to answer, somebody's going to click that button and dispatch. But they don't understand that that system's been there since 1994, and nothing has changed. It's outdated, and we've got a problem on our hands if that does happen.
I'm guessing we assume when we call that, well, they know where I'm at. They can find me. But that's not necessarily the case with a cell phone, though.
Exactly. That's right. You know, again, I think it was publicized many years back where you call 911, it's going to light up on the computer and say, this is where Dave Clegg's at. Some cases, that's correct. But majority of the cases, and I think you're going to find, typically in a very high emergency situation, you're probably not going to have that light up on the computer to say where you're at.
Mm-hmm. Talking with Knox County Sheriff David Clegg about the 911 referendum upcoming on the ballot in November. We're going to take a quick break. Come back with more Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL. A24, the WGIO Morning News. Tom Meredith, Jim Lee, Will Stevenson, talking with Knox County Sheriff David Clegg. The 911 referendum coming up again on the November ballot, something that didn't pass in the spring and something that is obviously much needed here in the county. We've established that that what this is would or this would establish a sales tax. Sheriff, you had mentioned also that, well, this doesn't only affect, as far as the tax, it doesn't only affect the citizens of Knox County. Anybody traveling through Galesburg or anywhere in the county, you stop at fast food or hotels in Knoxville or Galesburg or a gas station in Oneida or Abingdon, anything they purchase, there you go, part of the sales tax. So it's not just Knox County residents.
That's right. And that's, they're going to share the tax with everybody.
Yeah.
How about, we were talking about the upgrade in technology that probably will be needed after 20 years. Global positioning has become such a big factor in so much anymore. Is that used considerably by the sheriff's office in different areas, and would it be a part of the 911 system, or is that something else entirely?
It's starting to be used. Just as an example, we're in the process now of probably one of the lengthier reports that one takes is an accident report. So what we have obtained from a company that puts it up on a computer screen and automatically gives you the latitude and longitude where you're currently at, which to me, I think that's amazing. And it's no different than with this new 911 system. And I think I'd spoke about it the last time, was that when you've got a smartphone, you can download a program that if I'm out wherever, whether it's a city or in the county, and I see a criminal act or I see a wanted person, I can take a picture and just push one button, automatically goes to 911 center. It automatically shows the picture, shows the location, and shows that it's David Clegg that just sent that. Mm. I mean, what better service can we have? You know, we have neighborhood watch programs. We've got this and that. But how many people are out moving around daily that could see something that could help out?
Well, talk about a Crime Stopper app.
That's right. Exactly.
That's pretty cool.
The National Sheriff's Association is really promoting this. And at the last conference, we got to see how it really works, and it's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I suppose if there's a picture of something going on, too, and it's something that might be illegal, there, you've got a little evidence right there in visual form, too.
Exactly. You not only have the evidence then, but now you've got a name affixed to that picture and a witness as well. Mm-hmm. So it's a great, great system that I hope the community will agree with and go ahead and pass it. But I do want to say one thing. I think the last time I'd spoken that the governor had appointed me to sit on a state 911 board, it's just not me on this committee that the governor has appointed, but State Representative Don Moffitt, State Senator Darren LaHood, and State Senator John Sullivan. All three of those are very instrumental in politics within Knox County. So I think the citizens can definitely feel safe and assured that you've got representation in Springfield. And, you know, this, the General Assembly directed the governor to have this committee to look at the ever-declining revenue for 911 systems. So it's just not unique to Knox County. I think in the part of the description of it is the declining revenue for populations of less than 100,000. So I think that's probably a great majority of the counties in Illinois, and it's just not unique to Knox County.
Talking with Knox County Sheriff David Clegg, the 911 issue coming up on the ballot again in November. As far as the ballot itself goes, as I understand, it's the very last thing on the ballot. And is it, I'm guessing it's just worded as a yes or no question, or I vote yes for the tax or no.
Yeah, there's a brief description and okay. Then a vote yes or no, and I think it's on the lower right-hand portion of the ballot.
Okay. And again, it's a sales tax. This is not, we're not increasing property taxes or anything. It's when you purchase something, a portion of that is going to go to help this system, which, you know, you can't say in an emergency, gosh, you know, you're out somewhere in the county on a gravel road and I don't know where I am. You can't say, gosh, I would wish I would have voted yes for that. You know, vote yes for it now so you don't have to worry, or your friends or relatives or anybody, honestly, that that something should happen that, God forbid, they need to call 911.
Well, that's right. Now, talking to a lot of the volunteer fire departments, there are some people that are old enough that have been around long prior to the 911. And they keep referring, which they're correct, a fire phone. So I'm a volunteer fireman. Number one, I lugged around a phone that was strictly used when the dispatch center received a fire call, say, in rural Victoria. And then it was up to that individual to start calling out his volunteers. And now you're looking at minutes, half 15 minutes, half hour before you even get in that fire truck to respond. Whereas now, it's just drop an alarm, everybody's got a pager or a cell phone, and everybody's notified at one time. Mm-hmm. So, I cannot stress enough how important this is.
You've been getting out the message. This is just one of many stops, I understand, that you're making, and you're kind of going down to the wire here, just about a month away from this, so I'm sure you'll probably present this a few more times.
The sheriff's tour, twice, right?
and you know, it's been an eye-opener. It's been greatly received from both old and young, and I just hope that they, you know, what I've been proposing is they get done talking to hearing me, they go out and talk to two people. Those two go out and pass the word on. Before long, the entire county will be aware of it.
Mm-hmm. All right. David, anything else that you'd like to add about the 911 referendum before we wrap up?
I think that's about it. I appreciate it. And again, if there's ever any questions the public will have, please give me a call.
All right. Knox County Sheriff David Clay here on the WGIL Morning News. Thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
News, information, and great conversation every weekday morning. The WGIL Morning News on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.